Hello, welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you're tuned to Community Radio 2MCE FM in the central west of New South Wales. Good to have you along. Today's program starts with a song called Half a Lifetime Ago, and this was the title track of an album released by Jerry Hallam some time ago. It still is, but he's re-released the album in 2024 with a new version of the title track, Half a Lifetime Ago. He decided that he'd like to have a go at using just voice and guitar, and I think it works rather nicely. So here's Jerry Hallam with the acoustic version of Half a Lifetime Ago, and I'll follow it with a song by Jim McQuarrie, an old mate of mine who passed away some years ago. Lived on the south coast of New South Wales, originally from Canada. A lot of his material came from Canadian singer-songwriters, including this one. It's a song called Nellie J. Banks by the Prince Edward Island, I think, songwriter Lenny Gallant. And this is about a rum runner during Prohibition. But first, Jerry Hallam.
Up in the roof where the darkness reigns, amongst cases and books, pictures and frames. In your old sports bag, now a faded blue. Something needs sorting and it's down to you. You can't leave those letters for daughters and sons, or that fateful day when the clearance fan comes. So push back the board, pull down the stair, turn on the light and make your way up there to the love's worth. Passing to and fro, passions that lived and died half a lifetime ago. Three cards from Carolina recalling the night in each other's arms before your flight. And three times she asked when next you'd be seen. Wrong time, no money for what might have been. The girl on the island who got to you, the music you made, what you plan to do. Like leaving the old world for the new, the dream died a death as the silence grew. And the love is worse, passing to and fro. Passions that lived and died half a lifetime ago. Crossing the Atlantic Sea, 4,000 miles between her and me. And sometimes we'd fly with our hopes and our fears. That's long distance love over 6 long years. The love's words passing to and fro. Passions that lived and died half a lifetime ago.
Thank you. March, St. Pair, the 10th of May, Prince Edward Island bound. Wind has started, very little rum in the harbor or the town. And the fisherman watch for the dirty sail as she trawls up Tracadie Bay. And they give a great shout, finally pick her out, Nelly Banks is on the way. There's rum in the hold on the Nelly J. Banks, Prince Edward Island bound. And late at night, when the moon don't shine, find her off Georgetown. There's Captain Leverton at the helm, and he comes from Newfoundland. With a bottle of brandy always on the deck, another one close to hand. He'll drink what he holds, he has good sense, and sails the schooner true. And the government card is quick and up a stern when he shows what the banks can do. There's rum in the hold on the Nelly J. Banks, Prince Edward Island bound. And late at night when the moon don't shine, find her off Georgetown. Now the government cutters, they hug the shore with a glass upon rum roll. And they know the Nelly's on the bay, and the runner is sure to show. But Liberton keeps her 4 miles out, the boundary it is Surrey. And late at night, when the cutter saw the light, she slips into the lee. On an August night, when the moon shone bright, with the banks off Short Point shore, the shot rang out, a voice began to shout, heave to or a fire more. By the morning light, saw a terrible sight, the banks was towed away. No more will the Nelly J. Banks run rum, no more will the fishermen say. There's rum in the hold of the Nelly J. Banks, we saw her sail today. And late at night, when the moon don't shine, find her off Tracadie Bay. In the hold of the Nelly J. Banks, we saw her sail today. And late at night, when the moon don't shine, find her off Tracadie Bay.
That's the Nelly J. Banks, sung by Jim McQuarrie with a little bit of mandolin help from Dave O'Neill. And before that, we heard the reworked title track from an album by Jerry Hallam, Half a Lifetime Ago. Next one comes from the Indian Ocean. Not actually the ocean, but from an island in the ocean. An island called Rodrigues. I think, or maybe Rodriguez, but Rodrigues we'll go with for the moment. It's a group called Sakili, and it's Creole Sounds from the Indian Ocean. That's what is on the label. And this is a song called Dunmo La Cuisine. It's a husband telling his wife that she can't fool around in the kitchen because he's the boss in that field. Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Damo la cuisine, damo la cuisine la.
Damo la cuisine, tu n'as pas fait tous les couillons.
Pas fait tous les couillons, damo la cuisine la.
Damo la cuisine, tu n'as pas fait tous les couillons.
Mais damo la cuisine, damo la cuisine la.
Damo la cuisine, tu n'as pas fait tous les couillons.
Pas fait tous les couillons, damo la cuisine la.
Damo la cuisine, tu n'as pas fait tous les couillons.
Dans la
d'amour la cousine, tu n'as pas fait tous les couillons.
Julie Hannigan with that song called The Hare's Dream. I like her choice of songs. She's composed, she's sung very interesting material. That comes from American Stranger, an album on the Waterbug label. Before that, Danmo La Cuisina from the group called Sakili, a trio in fact, from Rodriguez, an island in the Indian Ocean. Next track comes from probably Hokkaido, in fact, almost certainly Hokkaido, the northernmost major island of Japan, a group called Maluliu, which means butterfly, the female vocal group, and they sing traditional Ainu songs. And the Ainu are an indigenous ethnic group from that part of the world who also come from bits of the Kamchatka Peninsula and bits of land around the Sea of Okhotsk in Russia. But here we have Maluliu from an album called Ukuk, Round Singing Voices of the Ainu, and a boat rowing song called Hoghaya.
Honkaya tippo, 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 honkaya
What'll we do with the old herring's head? We'll make it into loaves of bread. Herring's head, loaves of bread, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring's eyes? We'll make them into puddings and pies. Herring's eyes, puddings and pies, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring's gills? We'll make them into physical pills. Herring's gills, physical pills, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring scales? We'll make them into buckets and pails. Herring scales, buckets and pails, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring's fins? We'll make them into needles and pins, herring's fins, needles and pins, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring's belly? We'll make it into jams and jelly. Herring's belly, jams and jelly, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring's guts? We'll make them into comic cuts. Herring's guts, comic cuts, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring's back? We'll make it into a fishing smack. Herring's back, a fishing smack, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea. The herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day. And what'll we do with the old herring's tail? We will make it into a ship with a sail. Herring's tail, a ship with a sail, and all such things. Herring's tail, a ship with a sail. Herring's back, a fishing smack. Herring's guts, comic cuts. Herring's belly, jams and jelly. Herring's fins and needles and pins. Herring's scales, buckets and pails. Herring's gills, physical pills. Herring's eyes, puddings and pies. Herring's head, loaves of bread, and all such things. The herring is the king of the sea, and the herring is the fish for me. The herring is the king of the sea. Sing whack for doodle day.
Whack for doodle day. The Herring's Head, the name of that song, from Chris Foster. And he's a very good guitarist as well, but he didn't trouble the six strings with that one. From an album called Jewels. And just about every track on the album is a jewel. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called A Moment Back in Time by Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts, two English musicians. Katrina Gilmore from Hertfordshire played violin at school and went on from there to play with lots of bands and individuals and became quite popular, has become quite popular. It's an ongoing thing. And a partner in this endeavour is Jamie Roberts, who's brought up in South Yorkshire, Barnsley. His sister, Catherine Roberts, has been on the program many times over the years, well-respected singer. We've heard Jamie Roberts in the band Kerfuffle and the Dovetail Trio. I think we might have even heard him with the Emily Askew Band. Can't remember. Anywho, here they are, Gilmore and Roberts, they call themselves on stage, Katrina Gilmore, Jamie Roberts. First song I'll play is an interesting one. It opens in a lively fiddle dancing form, but the song carries an interesting message, that's for sure. It's the story of a Victorian surgeon, Victorian as in Queen Victoria, Victorian surgeon, Dr. James Barry, who in the course of his military and civilian career made several medical breakthroughs but was consigned to obscurity when, after death, it was discovered that he was actually a she and had a child.
You're not a well-known figure in our history. It seems a few have even heard your name. The tales of your success become a mystery. So tell me your secret, Dr. James. Trained in medicine, joined the army. Joined the army to make your name. You cursed and swore the worst of all. A ladies' man, they claim. A delicate face and your voice was high. Your voice was high and they called you names. You fought two duels and you won them both. Put them all to shame. Tell me your secret, Dr. James. You're not a well-known figure in our history. It seems a few have even heard your name. The tales of your success become a mystery. So tell me your secret. Tell me your secret, Dr. James. Caesarean birth for a mother and child. Of a mother and child, one life remained. Yours was the first where both survived. A higher rank you claimed. The years flew by on foreign soil. On foreign soil you fought for change. You had no time for a wife or child. People thought it strange. Tell me your secret, Dr. James. It seems a few have even heard your name. your work life done, you traveled home for your final days. A weakened body but a hardened heart, Nurse Nightingale did say. A maid was sent to dress the body, the doctor's body on the funeral day. She cried, the corpse has a female form, dressed as a man but he's a woman born. For years and years he's fooled us all, the devil comes this way. I'm telling your secret, Dr. James. You're not a well-known figure in our history. It seems that few have even heard your name. The tales of your success become a mystery. I'm telling your secret.
Yes, all was not as it seemed. Dr. James, a song from A Moment Back in Time. That's our featured album today on Come All Ye by Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts, performing as Gilmore and Roberts. That song composed by Katrina Gilmore and sung mostly by her. I'm going to play another one straight away from the same album. This is one of Jamie Roberts' efforts, and it has a certain medical reference as well. It's called The Stealing Arm, and it's a rewrite of a 19th century ballad telling how a soldier had an arm transplant, only to find that the original owner was a thief, and the arm continued to pursue his criminal activities.
Signed to fight upon the battleground. I was 6 foot standing tall when a cannonball took my arm from the elbow down. The surgeon came to see ASAP, but en route spied the body of a noted thief with many bones cracked but an arm intact, so he spliced it onto me. Trauma undergone, then it started to return gradually. But it soon took back to stealing, and from that moment on, I knew it would become the death of me. Cause it's as broad as it's long, singing the tune of the same song. Though a life of luxury might seem appealing, still it's six of one and half a dozen of the other one. A ticket to the grave and an arm that won't stop stealing. A ticket to the grave and an arm that won't stop stealing. So the arm upon my right had fingers light, and it taught all it knew to the innocent left. And it did so then instill the stealing thrill, resigning me to a life of theft. So down to the city I went with the sole intent to expand in a perfect commandeering site. It was full of business talkers, daydream walkers, pockets heavy, heads light.
Taking all the things I ever wanted for my own, and living like a king, or so it seemed. But the fortune of a thief to ever last was unbeknown, and I knew it would become the death of me.
Cause it's as broad as it's long, singing the tune of the same song. Though a life of luxury might seem appealing, still it's six of one, and half a dozen of the other one. A
ticket to the grave and an arm that won't stop stealing. A ticket to the grave and an arm that won't stop stealing. I should have known the stealing arm was trouble from the start. And I should have known that a fool and his money would easily part. I'm not a praying man, but around my neck I find a noose, a rope so tight without a prayer of coming loose. And I'd give anything
I'd
now
give anything
just to
now,
get down on my knees.
On
'cause
my
a stealing
knees
arm and this is six.
And two,
although
three
my arm was quick and although my arm was light and although my arm was crafty, thick and strong, it never was a match for the judge and all his might. 'Cause the arm of the law was just too long. 'Cause it's as broad as it's long, singing the tune of the same song. Though a life of luxury might seem appealing, still it's six of one and half a dozen of the other one. A ticket to the grave and an arm that won't stop stealing. A ticket to the grave and an arm that won't stop stealing. The grave and an arm that won't stop stealing.
A little bit of silliness there from Jamie Roberts, his reworking of an older song called The Stealing Arm. The story of how a soldier had an arm transplant, only to find the original owner of the arm was a thief and the arm continued to pursue his criminal activities. Probably not a true story. You're listening to Come All Day. Now, I should tell you that in a little while, I'll play about 15 minutes of an interview with Greg O'Leary, who passed away last week. The interview was conducted not by me, but by Michael Stewart, who was one of the founders of the Newport Fiddle and Folk Club some 20-odd years ago. But he interviewed Greg a while back. And he very kindly is letting me use that interview, only slightly edited, giving a bit of an introduction, be it posthumously, to one of Australia's favourite traditional musicians, Greg O'Leary. That's coming up, but a few things to play before then. This is Annie Grace and a very well-known Scottish song called Farewell to Lough Arbour.
Farewell to Lough Arbour, farewell to my Jean, where heart soar with you, I am on his day been. For Lough Arbour no more, Lough Arbour no more, we may well return to Lough Arbour no more. These tears that I shed, they are all for my dear, and not for the dangers attend on here, though born on rough seas to some far bloody shore, maybe to return to Lough Arbour no more. Though hurricanes rise and rise every wind, make a tempest like that in my mind. The loudest of thunder on louder waves roar, that's nothing to leaving my love on the shore. say leave thee behind me does make my heart pained by ease that's inglorious. No wealth can be gained, but beauty and love's the reward or the brave, and I'm undeserved before I can
live to be 365, and the Lord come took him up to heaven alive. I saw
the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining, saw the light come.
Underneath the sycamore tree, and Eve said, Adam, Satan is tempting me. I saw
the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining, saw the light come down.
And the prison walls come down, and the prison keeper shouted, redeeming love I found. I saw
the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining, saw the light come down.
Saw the burning bush, and he wambled around and round. And the Lord said, Moses, you're treading on holy ground. I saw
the light from heaven shining all around.
I
saw the light come shining, saw the light come down. Got up and they took a little walk, and the deaf could hear, and the dumb could talk. I saw
the light from heaven shining all around.
I saw the light come shining, saw the light come down. I saw
the light from heaven
shining all around.
I saw the light come shining,
saw the light come down.
Happy Traum there with Dry Bones from his probably last album. Final album. There's a Bright Side Somewhere, it's called. A biblical parody there with help from Bruce Molsky playing banjo and singing harmony vocals, and Daryl Anger playing fiddle.
Thank you.
lovely tune called Joe Cashmere's Waltz Cotillion. Joe Cashmere was a very fine musician from Hilston, Western New South Wales. King of the Old Time Fiddlers, he was called by members of that band we just heard. Harvest Moon Band, Alan Musgrove, Jim Moyer, Julia Arnold and the late Greg O'Leary. And it's Greg O'Leary that we're focusing on for the next little while. Greg playing fiddle there, of course, as he did on most of the recordings he made over the years. He also sang not necessarily traditional songs. Here's one that definitely is not traditional. It's probably music hall. It's called The Man Who Struck O'Hara.
The other night at O'Hara's pub, a lot of good boys went. We had a lovely supper and a jolly time was spent. But in every company there's one makes a lot of fuss and upsets all the harmony. 'Twas just the same with us. First we wiped the floor with him.
First we wiped the floor with him.
Rolled him up and down the stairs.
Rolled him up and down the stairs.
Then we had another go. Over the tables, over the chairs. Such a sight you never saw.
Such a sight you never saw.
Oh, we picked up what was left of him, kicked it out into the street. Was picked up by a policeman who took it off his feet. O'Hara gave a speech of thanks and four fresh liquor rang. He filled our glasses to the brim and this is what we sang. First we wiped the floor with him. Over the chairs. Such a sight you never saw.
Such a sight you never saw.
Before he turned to say his prayers.
Before he turned to say his prayers.
Rags and bones was always left of the man that struck O'Hara. We knew that he was trouble from the moment he come in. We were drinking beer while he was drinking double gin. It wasn't long before he showed what kind of man he was. But he won't try it on again. He won't be back because first we wiped the floor with him.
First we wiped the floor.
Tables over the chairs. Such a sight you never saw.
Such a sight you never saw.
Before he turned to say his prayers.
Before he turned to say his prayers.
Rags and bones was always left of the man that struck O'Hara.
Harvest Moon Band. That lot. The Man That Struck O'Hara, sung by Greg O'Leary. And Greg passed away last week after a long illness. He'll be sadly missed. He was a great contributor to the folk music scene in Australia, very fond of collected Australian music and also Americana and other types of music. He was interviewed some years ago by Michael Stewart, a leading light or founder of both of the Newport Fiddle and Folk Club, Newport, a suburb of southern Melbourne. Greg established the Newport Bush Orchestra a long time ago, and Michael talked to him about that. This interview is about 15 minutes of mostly Greg talking about his contribution to the Bush Orchestra.
This is Michael Stewart, I'm the president of the Newport Fiddle and Folk Club, interviewing Greg O'Leary. He was the founder of the Newport Bush Orchestra. Greg, good to have you talking today.
Good to be talking.
That's good. Can you tell me what got you into the Australian music? Was it the first music that you got into as a violinist? Or?
No, it started out in 1963 when a friend who was going to the Antarctic left me his record player with three records. One was the Weavers at Carnegie Hall, one was the King's College Choir at Christchurch Cathedral in New Zealand, and the other was T-Bone Walker Plays Live in Sweden. And I listened to these over and over and over again. When I was at college, I heard the folk club starting up, so I joined that and got more and more involved in playing until I started doing little performances around the place. So I wasn't that interested in Australiana, but I always felt a bit guilty that I didn't know anything about the music from roughly where I came. In other words, it was music from my area, not so much Australia as local. And I went looking for it, and all I could find was songs. The Penguin Australian Songbook was the only thing I could locate at the time. And the songs didn't really appeal to me very much. I learned a few of them, but not too many. And then in 1994, I had been looking for Australian tunes, but never found them. And then in 1994, I ran across a fellow called Al Musgrove who asked me to join a band playing Australian fiddle tunes. And that's where I came across Australia's premier fiddle player called Joe Cashmere, who had been recorded in the 1950s, and he had a lot of tunes which were just sitting in the National Library. Al and I decided to write a book about them called Mr. Joe, and I transcribed the tunes and discovered that two or three of them appeared to be unique to Australia. One was the Birmingham Hornpipe, one was the Booligal Polka, one was the Weird Jig, which they called it. And they were really good tunes, so that sent us off looking for more and more. And amazingly, we just kept on discovering more and more music that had been recorded in the 50s and 60s by folkloricists. And there was, in fact, quite a large amount of quite good material. So we set up a band, the Harvest Moon Old Time Dance Band. And we played for a lot of old-time dancers, constantly working on the material, until I and Al and I actually became as expert as you can get in Australian fiddle tunes. And a lot of the fiddle tunes we got were from accordion players, because that was the main focus of the folkloricists when they recorded them. Mm. Yeah, so all of a sudden I had this repertoire, which we used at folk festivals and pretty much nowhere else. There was nowhere to play. And then in the early 2000s, I ran across Mike, who had started up the folk club at Newport. And I had a lot of experience in how folk clubs ran and sank or swum, or what is it? And I went down because you needed foci. You needed points of interest for people to gather. One was a choir, one was a folk circle, which Mike had already started, and an orchestra of some sort where we could play tunes. And it seemed that the Bush Orchestra would be a perfect vehicle for Australiana and fiddle tunes. And I had this particular technique which had been taught to me, of teaching people how to play these tunes very, very quickly, considering that they were generally not very accomplished players. So we started up the Bush Orchestra, and we had about 15 takers to start off with, and that's remained relatively constant for the last 10 years. People come and go, But we were teaching Australian fiddle tunes for the first 10 years. I acted like a martinet, making sure that we learnt them. And I made a point of including anybody who wanted to come, except for percussionists. They can ruin an orchestra quicker than anybody. So anybody who could play a musical instrument, I was willing to teach them how to play these tunes. And it took us a while, but we got about 40 Australian melodies together that were enjoyable to play and enjoyable to listen to, and simple enough so that the bush orchestrarians could manage to play them quite comfortably. And then I made a point of looking for places where they could be played. And of course, there were all sorts of functions in Newport and the surrounding areas that the tunes, these tunes could be appropriate. For example, we played at the 150th anniversary of the railway tracks opening to Geelong, and there's a history of these tunes being played in Warrnambool and Geelong. So we stood, when the steam train came through celebrating the inauguration, we were able to stand on the station and play for about an hour strictly Australian melodies. Then things started presenting themselves, like the Pollywood side would ask us to go down on particular occasions and play Australiana, as you would on a ship that's basically only sailing in Australian waters. We played at Captain Cook's Cottage when they, I can't remember, it was Australia Day, number of Australia Days. Yeah. Every Australia Day, we were somewhat in demand by the various functionaries in the area, the councils and people who were holding ceremonies. And we just kept on finding about 10 or 15 places a year where we could perform, which was a sufficient focus to keep the Bush Orchestra interested. We played one function which went on for a number of years, which was the most rewarding thing I think I've ever done musically, which was playing for the Family Fun Day for a society of people who families who had a disabled child needed a rest. So this organisation found secure areas where the families could bring their kids and pretty much let them run free. And we played for this, I think about six or seven times. Fantastic. We played for the Japanese Australia Friendship Organisation. And this was just a bunch of local people from Newport, Williamstown area, who had got together to learn a few Australiana tunes, and it became very effective in doing a number of things. Firstly, it brought out that we did have an actual culture that was worthy of presentation. It got people who were not very confident on their musical instruments a lot more confident, and in fact started a lot of people on their instruments, and they're still going to this day. It took people who had very little social outlet and gave them quite a powerful focus. They had somewhere to go on a Monday night, they had people to talk to, and it opened them up to the larger folk club, which had a lot of events happening. We had the folk club had just about something going on 4 to 5 nights a week. So they could attend these functions. They felt part of a bigger fraternity, and it did a lot of people a lot of good, just in terms of socialisation. I made a lot of friends, and the people in the orchestra made a lot of friends, and it just kept expanding. We took the Bush Orchestra to the National Folk Festival twice. We took them to the Echuca Festival, which was hilarious, a couple of times. We found things for us to do which livened up the area, just made people feel a little bit better about themselves as they went about their shopping or their business. It gave people things to talk about and so on. And it's been going on to this day. The Bush Orchestra runs at about 15 people, But those 15 people, some of them are our inaugural members, but many of them come and go. They move in and out of the folk club. They go overseas, they come back, they have children. One woman came who could barely play, and now she's a very accomplished Irish flute player. She's got two kids. She can't make it to the folk club very often, but whenever I ask her, she comes and helps out with the Bush Orchestra. We've got a few of those people. So as the fraternity keeps on developing, and it's been very, very effective for me personally and for everybody in it. I had been, the Victorian Folk Music Society had given me $3,000 to produce an album of Australiana, and I'd been teaching Australiana at the Ringwood Folk Club for a couple of years, and I hadn't done the album. I couldn't quite get it together, so I used the money, and the Ringwood Folk Club also helped out here to fund this orchestra, giving me sufficient money to run the orchestra for a year, and that's where the cash came from. Also the folk club helped out as well, until we got on our feet. So the first couple of sessions was a meet and greet for the first one, but basically I had been taught this technique of teaching these tunes. I would play a note, and then the people would get an opportunity to try and copy it only once, then I'd play it again, and they'd try and copy it only once, and we just keep going backwards and forwards in rhythm until they got the note, till everybody had the note, until I thought everybody had the note. Then I'd play the next note, and we'd do the same process. It was excruciating. It didn't take very long before the people who were trying, their ear improved so that things went along a bit faster. The first tune we did took the whole night to teach, 2 hours of excruciating. There was jokes and a bit of fun and cups of tea and all that. It's too hard to talk about the complete process now, but it meant that people had to trust me that I knew what I was doing, and that they would get an outcome that satisfied them. And in the 25 years I've been doing it, I've only ever had 2 people who simply couldn't do it. And I gave them certificates saying Greg O'Leary gives them permission to only read sheet music. Right? But the Bush Orchestra for 10 years was an ear training orchestra, and everybody's ear got trained quite well, so that by the time we got to about year 9, I could teach a tune, quite a complicated tune, in about 10 minutes. The repertoire is still there. There are people still able to play it, and they can just do it at the drop of a hat. They don't need the sheet music. They don't need to be fussing around. They just need to tune their instruments. They have the rhythm. We know what it is. So we've got a core repertoire which we'll keep, but now we're starting to expand into, because people are a bit more accomplished, we're starting to look towards other material, Irish material, Americana, which, interestingly enough, is just as valid in Australia. Because Australia is really a crossroads of this material. It's not, we don't have a great deal of homegrown tunes, but we do have a lot of tunes that have come from overseas that have been modified by their stay in Australia. So we've got our own versions. Anyway, it's an ongoing process, and we're finding over and over again that its value is, well, it's worth a lot more than the money that was put into it. One person who came to the folk club to start off with, I insisted that people were allowed to do the performances in public, regardless of their degree of skill. And one particular person, her smile was worth $1 million. She couldn't play a note. And she'd dress up in a sailor suit and come and stand on stage with a ukulele and smile. And I insisted on people smiling. And it just raised the vibe of whatever area we're in hugely. And it gave her an opportunity to start learning how to perform. And then as the years went by, she started to get good on her instrument. and moved on. But everybody was entitled to have a go. Everybody was entitled to be in the orchestra. They were part of the orchestra, regardless how badly they played or how well they played. And it amazingly worked out. And the thing about this sort of music is that people usually come to it in their 30s, late 30s and 40s, when their kids are growing up, when they're at a loose end. They might have learned something in their youth that they've had to put aside when they have their kids. And folk music like this, particularly at the National, there's lots and lots of people who are just hitting middle age, who've got some time, and this is the our target demographic. We do like to have younger people, but it seems to work. People come to it in their 40s, and this particular music's not hyper difficult. It's not like Bach or Beethoven. It's just enjoyable ditties that are well within everybody's ability to deal with, even on the violin, which has got a notorious reputation for being hard to play. But it's not. If you match your abilities with your expectations, you can have a good time. If you start dreaming of being a violinist at 40 playing virtuoso tunes, you're going to be disappointed. But if you just want to have a little rattling good time playing some brown jug polkas for people who want to dance, you're going to have a really nice time in the Bush Orchestra. So you get skill, confidence, fraternity, opportunity just by turning up on a Monday night and paying your $10 and having a hack. Best value in town.
Better than watching Toy. All right, Greg, well, that sounds like a good note to finish off. Thank you very much to Greg O'Leary for leading the Bush Orchestra for such a long time, or for getting it started.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Greg O'Leary once again, playing that time with a group called Growling Dogs, who came together really as a loose reincarnation of the band led by Joe Cashmere, who was mentioned in that terrific interview. And once again, my thanks go to Michael Stewart from the Newport Fiddle and Folk Club for letting me use that interview that he conducted with Greg O'Leary. That music we heard was from handwritten old-time dance material from Harry Schaefer. It came from Forbes in New South Wales. Two tunes. First one, a version of an old Irish song called Sweet Marie, which Greg says did double duty as a polka. Then the second one has bits of an old Scottish reel at the end, but is now so heavily modified as to be a different tune. And they call it the 3rd of January. Greg O'Leary gone fairly recently, late April, after a long illness. Greg also recorded with Hildebrand. Everybody just called him Hildebrand, but he was Greg Hildebrand. Their album called O'Leary and Hildebrand has featured on this program quite often. I do like a lot of the songs on it. Hildebrand, an American originally, but lived in Victoria, as did Greg O'Leary. Here's one that was composed by Casey Bill Weldon. How are you going to keep her?
How are you going to keep her when she don't want to stay? She's going to go and leave you anyway. When she says she won't stay no more, just have to let her go. She'll start crying and raising sand. She'll act a little strange, you gotta understand. Oh, when she says she won't stay no more, just have to let her go. She'll start walking, you'll start talking, she won't pay you no mind. She'll be leaving, you'll be grieving, no use to falling behind. Oh, how you gonna keep her when she don't wanna stay? She gonna go and leave you anyway. When she says she won't stay no more, you just have to let her go. Raising sand, act a little strange, you gotta understand. When she says she won't stay no more, just have to let her go. She'll start walking, you'll start squawking, she won't pay you no mind. She'll be leaving, you'll be grieving, no use to falling behind. Oh, how you gonna keep her when she don't wanna stay? She's gonna go and leave you anyway. When she says she won't stay no more, you just have to let her go. Yeah, yeah, she's a-leaving on the cannonball.
Yeah, she's leaving on the cannonball. That's Greg Hildebrand with Greg O'Leary. And I hope you enjoyed that little segment there featuring the music and chat of Greg O'Leary, an important figure in the Australian folk revival in more recent years. Sadly missed now. On with the show. This is the Wheeze and Suck Band from Sydney and the Coal Hole Cavalry.
Early morning dreaming is shattered. One clitter clatter on cobbles outside. Thou'd knock her up as rat-tatting on window. Making sure no buggers all light. Clittering, clattering, call all cavalry, gallop in a rain all fine. Clittering, clattering, call all cavalry, galloping down to mine. Father's yawning, jury's along the window, all clitter clattering, coming down Phil. Stairs are creaking, oven doors banging, feathers are waiting for Uncle Bill. Glittering, clattering, call all cavalry, galloping rain all fine. Glittering, clattering, call all cavalry, galloping down to mine. Ma'am, she's filling his bottle with water. Clatter, clitter, clattering, rattle on the latch. Clogs in lobby and talking quiet, then arguing the toss about Saturday's match. Glittering, clattering, call old cavalry, galloping rain all fine. Glittering, clattering, call old cavalry, galloping down to mine. Clattering front door bang, going down to muggy old gold, pit helmet and the snatching clang. Glittering, clattering, call all cavalry, galloping rain all fine. Glittering, clattering, call all cavalry, galloping down to mine. The colliers are riding a million horses, clatter, clitter, clatter all over the world. Off injured cavalry's come with the picks and the shovels and the banners unfurled. Glittering, clattering, call old cavalry, galloping rain all fine. Glittering, clattering, call old cavalry, galloping down to mine. Buzzers blowing out sound of victory. Clatter, clitter, clattering's over and done. All goes quiet and sleep is coming. I wish I was a collier, it must be fun. Glittering, clattering, call all cavalry, galloping rain all fine. Glittering, clattering,
Cavalry from the Wheeze and Suck Band, who used to be performing around Sydney and environs. I think they're all still performing, but not as a band. Better have another one from the featured album, and this one is a most unlikely inclusion on an album by two English folk singers. Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts are the two performers, performing as Gilmore and Roberts. The song was written by Jamie Roberts, and it's called I, Burnham, Burnham. And it's about the Aboriginal Henry Penrith, or Harry Penrith he was, who was one of the stolen generations, a victim of the assimilation policy towards Australia's Indigenous population. He went on to become a sportsman, an activist, an actor and author. He changed his name to Burnham Burnham, which meant great warrior, in honour of his great-great-grandfather, and he's celebrated and remembered for planting the Aboriginal flag on the White Cliffs of Dover on Australian Bicentenary Day, 26 January 1988, and issuing the Burnham Burnham Declaration, satirically claiming England on behalf of the Aboriginal people.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cause well within these wedded hands, the ancient plot, the motherland, a tired axe to grind. Our forefathers found a way for centuries had been okay. In 1788, a day would change it for all time. Your ships arrived upon our shore, the very worst of men aboard, and brought us strife, disease and war, secured our great decline, calling it benevolence, superior intelligence, then it's ignorance and arrogance to try to fix what's fine. So now I'm here to claim this as our own. Do not fear, we'll teach the ways we did things back at home. Before you came with your boats and guns, seizing what you thought you'd found, now see the tables turned around, cause our flag is in your ground. Dun, 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 dun.
Understand the natives of this curious land will learn to live by our command and take our mother tongue. But none of them shall come to harm, no children torn from mother's arms. Where you brought chaos, we bring calm, with earth to be at one. So now I'm here to claim this country as our own. We'll teach the ways we did things back at home. Before you came with your boats and guns, seizing what you thought you'd found, now see the tables turned around, cause our flag is in your ground. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. And I've no illusions, it's plain to see that this is a storm for publicity, that it shines a light on the history of colonial absurdity. So now I'm here to claim as our own. Do not fear, we'll teach the ways we did things back at home. Before you came with your boats and guns, seizing what you thought you'd found, now see the tables turn around, cause our flag is in your ground. I'm here to claim this country as our own. Do not fear, we'll teach your ground.
That gradually built into quite an anthem, didn't it? A song called I Burn 'em, Burn 'em, from the pen and voice of Jamie Roberts. From the featured album he recorded with Katrina Gilmore called A Moment Back in Time. I might have time for one more from the album before the end of the program. We'll see how we're going. This is the Rankin Family and the Mole River Shuffle. This broods and builds as well.
Picture this. It's 50 years ago on a small country farm. Johnny McMaster's place. And it's Friday night. You've just finished 10 hot days of back-breaking labor. And the hay is finally in. You're sitting around the kitchen table under the dim light of kerosene lantern. Everyone's laughing and joking, telling stories about their neighbors. You're halfway through a bottle of moonshine. And you're getting all fired up for the dance. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Mull River Shuffle.
Here comes Mr. McNeil, the fine shape that he's in. There is no telling which way he'll feel after his twister around the bend. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are part of true detail and some are purely fiction. It's old McPhee, he's having a few we can hardly see. A wrapped his buggy around a tree, someone call the Mounties. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. Spoke fine young Cameron at the dance, got a fearful hammer in. Today I'll stutter and stammer and they'll be held to pay come Saturday. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. Along the shores of Hagama. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. There they stand by the door, selling bush by the score, asking you to buy some more along the shores of Hagama. Raising the jar and raising hell, there's plenty of stories that they will tell. Some are born of true detail and some are purely fiction. I'll go home, I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go home, I'll go home. I'll go in the morning. I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go, well, I'll go in the morning. I'll go home, full of the devil and full of the rum. I'll go.
to hear this story. The family business could be yours in time. The blue Johnstone we sell is running out, a fading glory. It can't be found elsewhere. Pretty soon we'll have to close the mine. A dream to follow, till an older miner took me to one side. He'd found a brand new scene, would I dig it out? Start tomorrow. I waited at the cave, till I heard that overnight he died. I went looking for the place. Still I never found a trace, but I go, 'cause it's down there I know. Won't you help me stumble on? Help me stumble on the scene. Yes, I've tried, but you've got time on your side. Won't you help me stumble on? Help me stumble on the scene. The tall, getting older, weakened by the years. I thought I heard a voice inside me say, you know there's nothing there to find. Give it up or lose your mind. But I won't let this go, 'cause it's down there I know. Won't you help me stumble on? I've tried, but you got time on your side. Won't you help me stumble on? Help me stumble on the scene. Seems like the longest yard. 50 years can feel a lot. When dreams are stolen, all you've got. I wish he'd never told me. I wish he never. Here's my grandson John coming from the mine, heavy breathing. I've never seen him run so fast before. He bursts into the room, something in his hand, disbelieving. I cannot trust my eyes. The biggest stone I ever saw. He went looking for the scene. I made it more than just a dream. But I won't let this go. Help me stumble on.
song called Stumble on the Seam, composed and sung by Katrina Gilmore. Last one we'll hear from the featured album today. A Moment Back in Time is the album. Gilmore and Roberts, the performers, Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts. And it's a release from earlier in 2026.
Got to pick poor Robin clean, pick poor Robin clean. I picked the head, picked the feet, would have picked the body, but it wasn't fit to eat. You got to pick poor Robin clean, pick poor Robin clean, 'cause I'll be satisfied having your family. Get off my money, now don't get funny, 'cause I'm a cracker, Buckeye slacker, gambling for Sadie, she is my lady, 'cause I'm a hustling fool, that's just what I am. You gotta pick poor Robin clean, pick poor Robin clean, pick the head, pick the feet, would've picked the body but it wasn't fit to eat. You gotta pick poor Robin clean, pick poor Robin clean, 'cause I'll be satisfied having your family.
From Chicago called Tangleweed. Pick poor Robin clean. Just about brings us to an end for today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the music you've heard and the interview. Thanks again to Michael Stewart for that interview with the late Greg O'Leary. I'll leave you with a little bit of music from English. I guess they were a super group at one point. Blowzabella, their album Octamento. This is Oliver's and Two Beers. Talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University, visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comorgie.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.